6PR Breakfast. It's time for sport with Kim Hagdon.
For the Sam Newman Trevor Marmalade Grand Final Luncheon Spectacular, Hyatt Regency Perth, 27th of September. Tickets from Ticketmaster.
Hags is here, Millsy's whistling, we've won the cricket, but what happens to
clearly,
Dave Warner?
You're clearly up and about, you blokes. Australia's Ashes campaign is well and truly alive because of the supreme, sublime, superhuman performances from Stephen Smith. But I continue to say, don't underestimate how well these blokes have strategised with the troop of bowlers.
Yep.
I mean, their bowling was just supreme over this particular test match. They choked, they lost it in the dying hour and a half to the Ben Stokes match 2 weeks ago today. We were going on about it. But their troop of bowlers, Cummins and Hazelwood, Mitchell Starc, James Pattinson, Peter Siddle, has given them just a supremacy about this whole series. I'd like to say, Millsy, and I reckon you'll appreciate this and all other cricket lovers, the Pat Cummins dismissal of Joe Root on Saturday night, that is the epitome of what every coach in every different lingo around the world says to their seam bowler.
Top of off.
Get close to your stumps, side on, swing away a little bit from off stump, nip back to hit the top of a right-hander's off stump. And he's gotten out the England captain, one of the best players in the world, supposedly. That was the epitome. And I'd have to say it's the epitome of, say, the Shane Warne leg spinner to Mike Gatting in 1993 at the same ground, Manchester, because that was what leg spinning coach would say to a young spinner. Oh, spin towards his pads with your twirl and the amount of revolutions, nip, pitch, and hit the top of
it. But Warne's ball will always be the ball of the century.
Well, that's the last century, Stephen. Okay. Maybe this century, the ball of the century can be Pat Cummins. I think what I'm saying is one's a spin bowler's epitome, one's a seam bowler.
If you haven't seen the highlights, you'll see some great bowling. And Haggers is right. Even Hazelwood got the bloke not playing, and then the last wicket's cut off the pitch as well. I think
our boys have controlled the Duke's ball. They like that the ball stay harder for longer.
Why don't we use
the
that ball
stay
here?
Bigger. Well, we do in Sheffield Shield cricket now for half the season. Yeah. But strategically, the last two summers, that's been to lead toward Ashes Test
series.
Is
it a better ball? It seems to do more than our ball.
Let's talk about it tomorrow. I actually have the difference. It's quite markedly different, and it stays harder for longer, holds its shape for longer. Mm. They're hand-stitched, handmade completely, whereas Kookaburra balls are not fully handmade.
Well,
so that's another issue. We're getting way off the subject.
But well done to Tim Payne. He made some great changes last night, including Lava Shane, to get that second last
And clearly, they've learnt from what happened in the last half an hour at Leeds because they operated. Steve Smith in his ear, I think, is a great reassurance. Experience. They've been through the experience of that failure, and it helped them be better last night. You ask about Dave Warner. I mean, I think it would be hypocritical of Australian coach Justin Langer and his selection team not to drop Dave Warner. You can't have Khawaja getting dropped on the back of 13-40, 36-2, 8-23, 122 at 20. Not acceptable, but Dave Warner is even worse now. He's averaging 9 for the series. He's faced 154 balls.
No, he's gone.
Well,
I
think Khawaja probably has to open. And maybe even Harris is under the pump as well. Do you play Bancroft? But because they've won, don't discount that they don't change
it. Isn't Warner still the bloke that's most likely out of all of them to produce the stunning innings?
No, but you're doing more damage to him
then
now.
Then bring Ricky Ponting back.
he's David Warner. You can't do that. He's not in the squad, hey?
No,
That's a silly suggestion.
No, yours is a silly suggestion.
He's in the team. The bloke I said is in the team.
Ricky Ponting would probably have more chance of playing a blinder now than Dave Warner. That is logic. David Warner has to go back to Australian domestic cricket. He's headed back to New South Wales on September 22nd at Border Field in the one-day competition. And then to Sheffield Shield cricket in very early October, New South Wales against Queensland up at the Gabba. He has to now bat for his spot, in my opinion.
Fair enough,
I don't think he gets a walk-up start. West Coast, let's have a quick look at them. The big story this week is going to be their health. Mm. I think they'll be pretty good. I think Jackson Nelson might emerge as a concussion observation. And with Tom Cole being held over yesterday from the reserves, that indicates he's on standby there. I reckon they've got to look closely at Mark Hutchings as well. His performance on Thursday night indicated to me he wasn't fully right. Brave to get out there 18 days after a hamstring strain, but he got smashed by Adam Saad, I thought. So could he hold his spot and go on a slower midfielder to negate him? Probably so. Oscar Allen also on standby there. Tim Kelly, let's watch that. That's a big story for this week too, because he's playing for West Coast next year, everyone. He's coming back to WA, and yet he plays against them on Friday night. He could be Hutchings' opponent. Lot to build through the week.
Toby Green, what does he get?
I think he has to get 3 or 4 weeks. That was disgraceful. That's an eye gouge. You can't accept that.
8 o'clock.